intel on Russian election interference.
The president is concerned that this could be weaponized against him.
Democrats duel in Nevada.
They're far more focused on beating up each other.
Real concerns about real ID.
80,000 people on the first day could be turned away.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. The Kremlin has denied new U.S. intelligence claims that the country is meddling in the 2020 presidential campaign in an effort to get Donald Trump reelected. A Russian spokesman calls it paranoia. CBS's Paula Reed at the White House.
Multiple sources tell CBS News that intelligence officials warned lawmakers and the White House that Russians are continuing their efforts to interfere in the 2020 election. A senior administration official tells CBS News the president repeatedly called it bull and complained that the information could be used against him by Democrats. Like Adam Schiff, tweeting, "The president is again jeopardizing our efforts to stop foreign meddling." Just this month, his own FBI director, Christopher Wray, warned Russia is still intent on interfering in U.S. elections.
We certainly are seeing, and have never stopped seeing really since 2016, efforts to engage in malign foreign influence by the Russians.
Well, just days after that congressional briefing, Mr. Trump replaced his director of national intelligence. Now to Nevada. Tomorrow's caucus day for Democrats running for president. It's another key test. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is on the campaign trail.
Joe Biden is calling out Senator Bernie Sanders' past opposition to legislation that would have toughened gun laws.
He voted against it five times in the House of Representatives.
And in a state still reeling from one of the worst mass shootings in history, Biden's campaign also unveiled this ad.
I don't know that you hold a gun manufacturer responsible for what obviously a deranged person does.
Sanders has since reversed that position and on Thursday was endorsed by the co-founders of the gun control group March for Our Lives.
He understands the actions that must be taken to curb this issue.
Also new today, another anti-Sanders ad from a moderate Democratic group raising concerns about the health of the 78-year-old senator.
He recently just had a heart attack.
Politico reports Mike Bloomberg's campaign is strategizing for a brokered Democratic convention in the hope the former New York City mayor could stop Sanders and win on a second ballot. Bloomberg has insisted Sanders can't beat President Trump. Sanders returns the favor on this Sunday 60 Minutes.
Were you surprised by how unprepared he seemed for some very basic, obvious questions at the debate in
Nevada?
Yes, I was.
And if that's what happened in a Democratic debate, it's quite likely that Trump will chew him up and spit him out.
CBS's Steve Futterman in Las Vegas says Sanders has had a tough time with a key voting block in Nevada.
Every 4 years, virtually every Democratic candidate makes sure they visit one very powerful union here.
The Culinary Union is 60,000 members strong.
And this week, the candidates have been coming by one, either in person or on tape.
Hi, I'm Pete Buttigieg, former mayor.
The current frontrunner, though, Bernie Sanders, has stayed away. Culinary workers are against one of Sanders' signature policies, Medicare for All.
Like every relationship, there are ups and downs.
And Sanders' dispute with the union came up during Wednesday night's debate.
As a matter of fact, you're the one who is at war with the culinary union right here in Las Vegas.
The culinary workers have declined to endorse anyone, but their dispute with Sanders could hurt him tomorrow. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Las Vegas.
At a Colorado campaign rally last night, President Trump took a swipe at Oscar-winning actor Brad Pitt and offered up a review of the Best Picture.
And the winner is a movie from South Korea. What the hell was that all about? We got enough problems with South Korea, with trade. On top of it, they give him the best movie of the year. Was it good? I don't know.
The U.S. distributor for Parasite shot back, saying the president's comment on the subtitled movie was, quote, understandable. He can't read. A path to peace in Afghanistan could start in a matter of hours. CBS's Cammy McCormick is at the Pentagon.
A senior State Department official says the reduction in violence period will begin tonight. And if that holds, a signing could take place next Saturday in Doha. Afghan-to-Afghan talks would begin after that. Secretary of State Pompeo says challenges remain, but he's calling on Afghans to seize this moment.
5 months before the start of the Summer Olympics in Tokyo, there are fears the coronavirus could be a hurdle that's hard to overcome. Jeffrey Kingston is an Asian studies scholar.
They really botched the quarantine on the Diamond Princess, and now they've released all the people who tested negative. This may be an epic mistake.
Well, back here at home, home, CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti says the Idaho mother of two children who've not been seen in months is now under arrest in Hawaii.
Lori Vallow spent the night in a Kauai Police Department jail cell, her bail set at $5 million. Vallow faces two felony counts for deserting her children. She's also charged with delaying legal attempts to locate them.
These are serious felony charges.
Annie Cushing is Tylee Ryan's aunt. She's grateful Vallow has been arrested because it means she might be closer to knowing what happened to the kids.
I do feel hopeful. I feel like it would be premature to feel confident anything could happen.
Homeland Security says it'll now allow people to submit documents for real ID online, an effort to speed things up for the revamped driver's licenses and state IDs because, as CBS's Chris Van Cleve tells us, in about 7 months, there will be a dramatic change.
A compliant real ID will be required starting October 1st to board a plane, enter a federal building, or a military base. But many states have been slow to implement.
The potential is catastrophic.
Tori Barnes from the U.S. Travel Association says 57% of Americans really don't even know about the October 1st deadline.
It's going to be Thanksgiving where grandma goes to get on a plane and she can't go see her grandkids.
You have to have the gold star on your ID.
TSA officers at airports nationwide are now warning flyers they won't be able to get to their flights.
Really?
Yes.
Unless they update their IDs. And states are urging people to do it now.
A GoFundMe page has raised more than $150,000 for a 9-year-old Australian boy with dwarfism whose video about being bullied went viral.
Even you think you're a little looking at you.
Actor Hugh Jackman is among the celebrities who posted support for Quaden Bales. The money is for a trip to Disneyland. Big League Baseball's not alone in considering more teams in the postseason, as we hear from CBS's Bud Mishkin.
Are you ready for some more football? The 32 NFL team owners have proposed a new collective bargaining agreement. The new deal would include expanding the regular season to 17 games, reducing the preseason from 4 games to 3, and more teams would make the playoffs, perhaps with 2 more wild card games. The current collective bargaining agreement is a 10-year deal that expires in March 2021. The NFL Players Association is scheduled to discuss the owners' proposal on a conference call today. Bud Mishkin, CBS News.
For many women now, comfort tops glamour, and that's been bad news for the retailer Victoria's Secret. The struggling lingerie company's owner has sold controlling interest to a private equity firm in a bid to slash debt. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.